Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Matt here, actually leaving from the office, the college dropout, and talking to my beautiful Tiger Taylor. What's up, buddy? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just woke up from a nap. That's the kind of life that you live when you're an entrepreneur. You decide your future, you decide your path. My path was to take it easy Friday and take a nap.
Well, I wish I could do that. Some of us have to work, you know.
Well, you're an entrepreneur, and I'm an entrepreneur. There's a difference.
I am. There's a huge difference. An entrepreneur is someone that works for the company and wants to succeed in the company. An entrepreneur is someone that works for themselves.
Yep.
So what's on your mind today, buddy? It's Friday.
Not a lot. I want to know why you're in a wind tunnel podcasting.
Like I said, I literally just got out of the office, headed to my truck, a.k.a. the Beast, about to jump in right now. Worked a little bit later than usual. So, what's up? Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, no worries.
We're just trying to run a professional podcast here.
I'm going to the workout after this. What are you going to do?
I'm actually going to take my dog for a walk when I get home, then go work out, and then fix eggplant parmesan for dinner.
Do what for dinner?
Eggplant parmesan. Parmigiano Reggiano, hey!
Well, are you not, you're not doing anything tonight with a group of friends?
No, man, I'm flying solo with my wife. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, so I kind of want to, like, prep for that.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day? Or Sunday
Valentine's
Day? Valentine's
Day. Oh, no, Sunday is, but tomorrow's our Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Because not everybody's going to be packed. I want to go to my favorite restaurant in Kansas City, and I kind of want to prep for that because I don't really have anything planned, so I'm going to wing it tomorrow. Put a little bit of rose petals on the ceiling fan. When she turns it on, it'll blow away. Maybe not spend much time with her tomorrow. I don't know, man. It just, whatever happens, happens.
I love that. That was your move to all your girlfriends in college whenever you were at NSU at Tahlequah in 2006. I'm so glad you're still using that move on your wife.
Well, this is the first time using it on my wife. Here's what happened. Used to be super romantic. I loved being romantic. And then I tried to be romantic for my wife, and she was like, ugh, you just tried too hard. So I stopped. For 5 years, I stopped being romantic. And guess what she said to me last year?
What?
Hey, how come you're not romantic to me? And you wonder why.
Ooh.
You wonder why.
I heard a lovely conversation between you two, and let me just say, you're one lucky man.
Yeah. Let me put that on Twitter and Instagram real quick so everybody can see what my life is like.
Yeah, let's for sure not do that. Laura would sue us.
Right?
Today, guys, we always have a relaxing Friday drive home show. Scene of the week. We let our hair down. We have a good time.
What hair we have left?
I did. Yes, all right. Whatever hair. Ours is going. We have a friend that's just staying put, and his looks better and better.
Now, we also
Matt
have a friend
found,
named Mayberry. If you're listening, Mayberry, your hair is way back there, bro. I might be
gone.
Ugly at that, but your hair is way back there.
Gone. You ever seen the movie Gone Girl?
That's his hair.
That's his
have
hair.
You ever seen
Gone Girl.
You ever seen the movie Gone in 60 Seconds? Well, his life is gone in 32 years. It's gone, bro. It's gone.
He's not even
hair
32.
Is gone.
He's barely 30. So Matt found us 10 rules or 10 steps. What did you find us?
Well, buddy,
from
what
Mr.
I
John
did
C.
is I found
Maxwell?
I found 12, but I'm going to break this up. I'm going to do 5 things that we need to do daily, and then I'm going to go into his 12 principles of having a wonderful life. So,
awesome.
To me, every
what are
day,
5 things we need to do daily?
Well, for John, his rule for the 5 things to follow daily, your every day, is to lead. We lead ourselves and our businesses to fulfill our purpose. So lead. Lead by example. Be a positive role model. Lead. If you want to have a successful business, be that successful person that somebody can come up to so you can lead your company. Not just tell them what to do, but lead them.
Sure.
Nice. So, the next one is grow.
Lead every day.
Lead every day. And the next one is grow every day. We grow ourselves in our business to achieve our potential. Now, you can grow spiritually, mentally, physically. You can do all those by reading, exercising, watching videos, going to seminars. You can grow daily. 1% daily is what we do.
Absolutely. 1%. That's all we ask.
Right. Now, his third one is to create. We create world-class leadership resources, and experience. That's what he says. Now, for Mountain Tiger BLS, we create men's lifestyle and personal development. We want you to become a whole. Yes. Not only podcasts for right now, but later on we're going to do personal consulting and business consulting for men. Now, whenever he says create, our vision, my vision for the company is to create you as a whole. Lifestyle, health, wealth, love, and happiness. That is mine. What is yours? What is yours to create in business-wise?
I just want to create a better future. I want to create the passion for the young people in our generation to start reading again. I want to create Kai Lopez's dream life of, you know, health, wealth, love, and happiness. And I want to create our business and grow it into something. I want Matt and Tiger BLS. I want people to believe and learn and succeed.
Now, this is the thing that I have noticed that, of course, I'm very spiritual. I believe that there is a God. Now, God gives us seeds. He doesn't give us plants. He gives us seeds. And those seeds are passion, thoughts, dreams. Now, the only way we can get those into big, giant red oaks is to plant them and water them every day. And the plant...
Every day?
Yeah, to plant them is to have a foundation, to make them grow is knowledge, and you'll have a very successful, wonderful, beautiful tree. That's the way I see it. So, number 4 is to excel. Now, excel, he says, is to chase excellence in all that you do. Give 100%. None of this BS of 99.9% or 50% or, hey, you know what, I'm going to half-ass it today. Just take a day off. Yes, we do need days off. Just 1 day off a week. 6 days of work, 1 day of rest.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, buddy?
I think rest is good. I think that we should reward ourselves with rest. We should reward ourselves with things that we enjoy outside of work. So I think that's awesome. But one day, I think 1 day is good, but I also think in the evening times when you settle down.
Right, right. Yes, of course. But take 1 full day to yourself. Just 1 full day to unwind, relax, get away from everybody. So, number 5 is to serve. We serve our clients, colleagues, and community. I'm a big, big player of serving. I serve my community. I serve my friendships. I serve my work. I serve my best friends. I do it all. I serve everything. Because whatever I put
out
there,
that's where I've got to get better at. I haven't always been the best
sure.
at serving. Yeah. Right, I'm really good at being the world's worst best friend.
So whenever
if
the
you
day
need
ends,
a terrible best friend,
go ahead,
I'm
buddy.
Your man.
Number 1.
If you need a terrible best friend, I'm your man.
So ask yourself daily if you've lived out these five rules. At the end of each workday or the weekend, look back at the rules, the five rules, and ask yourself, how have I led today? How have I grown today? How have I, what have I created? Am I excelling, and how have I served? And you can measure your life by those five principles. Those are great five principles. Now let's go on to the 12. I wouldn't call these rules of success, but I would call these rules of personal success. Okay, so the first one is attitude. First one is attitude. He talks about display the right outlook daily. Have a positive attitude. That's the way I get from it. What do you think, buddy?
What does that say? Say that again?
Attitude. He says display the right outlook daily. And to me, that's just a positive outlook on the day. Just having a positive attitude.
Yeah, I like the attitude part because I think that your attitude dictates your day. Most of us wake up with the wrong attitude. Most of us, like you told me before, I don't know whose quote it was, but you said people wake up 30 minutes before they got to be at work. You know, people wake up an hour to get ready for their day, and that puts them in the wrong attitude for the day.
Right.
People are gripey, they're complaining. People are going to a place that they hate with the attitude of, oh, I hate this, I don't want to be here. You'll never change your outcome with that attitude.
If you wake up and you say that daily, Monday through Friday, sorry, bro, but you suck. You need to change your life.
Ooh.
Something in your life needs to be changed because you only get one shot at this. And if you're 40, it's not too late to change. If you're 60, it's not too late to change.
Get but if you're 75, it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late for you. Yeah, it's too late for you. But seriously, if you wake up daily, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you're like, man, I don't want to go to this job, then get out. Money doesn't sleep. You can make money.
Matt, the number one thing people mistake is monetary gains for success.
Oh, preach, brother.
They think your monetary status is what makes you successful. What makes you successful?
Me, personally?
Well, yeah, I mean, for you. Tell everybody, because it's not just money.
Right, it's not just money for me, but the most... Me? Having a successful business, having a successful marriage, successful friendships, BLS skyrocketing, running our own company, where to the point I am, if any of my friends, family, relatives ask, hey, Matt, is there any way that I can get your help? I'd be like, I got you, family. Let me write this check. Let me go to the bank. Let me get this cash out so I can make your dreams happen, too. Let me do that.
Sure.
Let me run this nonprofit organization. That is my dream of, that's my goal of success. That's what I think is success.
Love it. Love it. My idea of success would be like what the Joker says. Every morning while you wake up and get, I can't remember the quote now.
Wow. Well, man, hey, you're just trying to run a successful show here. So let's
I'd
go
be
on
at the bank, like, get this cash off of me.
There you go. There you go. Okay,
he
that's
says something
not
like,
bad.
while you're at Starbucks, something and coffee.
So the third
I'd be
one
at
is
the
help.
Bank, like, get this cash off of me.
I skipped one. The second one is priorities. John C. Maxwell states, act on the things that are most important to you daily. So whenever you wake up, of course, my health is my number one because I can't do anything without my health. I can't fulfill my dreams without my health. I can't be a good friend, a good husband, a good lover without good health.
He has a billionaire friend who's like 500 pounds. He's a billionaire, successful in business and monetary. So there's two things he can do with poor health.
But see, can he enjoy being 500 pounds? I think not.
Well, no.
Can
no, no,
go
no.
Travel?
But he can still get things done. But he can still get things done because he's obviously still better at business than you and I. and he's still winning the monetary game compared to you and I.
Well, see, I can't live a good life being 500 pounds. Honestly, damn, I can't even live a good life being 270 pounds right now. My health is my number one priority. Because if I can't get out and enjoy it, and I'm not here long enough to enjoy it, then I don't see why. You know what I'm saying? My health is my number one priority. I want to be able to live and enjoy life and not have to worry about, oh, man, I have to shop at a specialty shop or, hey, man, I can't find anything that fits. That's depressing as shit. So that's my number one thing is to get exercise. What about you, buddy? What's number one on your list? What's your high priority?
Now has been health. Health for a reason out of vanity that we've discussed on the show recently. You know, I just decided, man, I hate looking like this, and no longer will I accept it.
I love it. Freaking love it. So that brings us to number three, is health. It's health. That's number three. Follow healthy guidelines. That's simple. Follow healthy guidelines. There's tons of knowledge on the internet, but be careful what you get on the internet. Go to CDC, find out. Go to the doctor, get yearly checkups. Go to the dentist. Go to the eye doctor. Just take care of yourself. Take care of this meat taxi you got. You only get one life, my friends. Enjoy it.
You only get one life. It's it, and you don't get a do-over.
So, number four is number one on Tiger's list. It's family. Communicate with the people you care and love daily. Communicate, hug, cherish, love with the people you love daily. Now, see, I'm not big on family. I'm more of a lone wolf. I'm okay. Just leave me alone, I'll be okay. But I do love me some attention, though. Do love me some attention. And I
so
can see where it's
contradicting. So contradicting.
Yeah.
He says he's okay,
though,
just leave him alone, but he's
attention.
Not. Yes, he says he's fine alone, but he's not. He is a whiny baby.
So what do you think about that? Family is number four.
Yeah, I definitely think family's the best, man. I'm not close to my overall family, not my extended family, but my household family, my wife and kids. That's where it's at, man. You once asked me what's the only thing I'm passionate about, and I said playing with my kids.
Yeah, I do love my godchildren. Absolutely love them. So number five is thinking.
Thinking?
Participate in good daily thinking. Yeah, I journal. You have quiet time.
No,
you meditate.
For sure. But how many people these days do not do that?
Oh,
that
dude, 90%.
For so many people.
Like today for lunch, I meditated. That was my lunch for today. Deep thought. Love it. My brain works. Yeah, I think 90% of us don't think deep enough. Like, whenever we're on our way home, we're on our cell phones. Whenever we get home, we're watching TV. Yeah.
If you're not on your cell phone, you're singing on the radio. You're constantly being, you know, flooded with something.
Right. But if you're listening to this podcast, hopefully you're in deep thought. You're thinking about what we're giving you. Because it's really tough to drive in the city and do a podcast and write off a piece of paper. So hopefully life might get a few more listeners.
Hopefully, we get two. We're known as the Wild Men.
So, number six is finance. Manage your dollars daily. That's something I do. I make sure I look at my bank account three or four times a day to see where my money is going. My investments.
Well, you know what I like about that?
What?
Money, he doesn't bring it up until number seven.
Right. But the thing is, he brings it up over faith. Number seven is faith. Live out my faith daily. Now, see, this is the thing. This is where I get confused. Faith should be up there. money's not evil. It's the way you use it. Just like power. Power is not evil. It's just the way you use it.
If you use money and power like I use it, oh, wait,
then you're an evil SOB. So 6 and 7, faith, finances, and faith. Well, number eight is relationships. Invite and invest in solid relationships daily. We've talked about this a lot. I've actually kicked people out of my life because I don't need them anymore. And whenever I did it, Tiger was like, whoa, you really did do it. Whoa, you did it. Yeah, I don't need those people anymore. I want to build strong foundation relationships.
That is true. This is something Matt and I have been discussing since July. And he got rid of what he considered a deadweight friend. I was shocked.
Yeah, he wasn't giving to me and I wasn't giving to him. So therefore, just cut it, done, on. I need strong.
Yeah, because before you cut a friend, you should say, what am I doing for them? And Matt said, you know what, I'm not doing anything for them.
Right. So see ya. I was gone.
You said, hey, bro, lose my number.
So what is your thoughts on relationships?
I think it's super important. I think that you should choose your relationship wisely. Do not settle on relationships. And remember, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So make sure it's good quality friends and make sure it's good quality time. It's time you're never going to get back, and a part of them will bleed into you. So always remember, you are an average of the five people you spend the most time with.
You sure are, man. And you're also guilty by association. Whoever you go out with and you hang out with and those people see you with those people, you're going to have a bad reputation, my friend.
Don't ever send me messages holding like $5,000 in your hand. I don't need those kind of people in my life.
Exactly.
Like, you think they stopped printing money once you got yours?
I wish I was able to print money. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Now,
if you're sitting a picture holding around $5,000 cash, one, why isn't that in the bank? Two, is that the first time you've held that much money? Three, you think they stopped printing money after they gave you that?
That is true. That's the first thing I would do. I would go to the bank, drop that in my savings. I would go talk to my stock market guy, my investor, and be like, hey, let's see if we can double this, okay?
Good grief, right? Yeah, hey, you know what, buddy? Put that stupid money, put all that money in the bank, keep 100 out, and go to Barnes & Noble and buy a Dave Ramsey book.
Right? Dave Ramsey changed my life forever. Forever. Sandlot. Forever.
Forever.
I seen last time I was at your house, you had Dave Ramsey's book. How much has it changed?
I bought.
Hey, man, just trying to run a successful podcast here.
Yeah, no, it's cool. None. But it changed my wife's life a ton. And she does our money, she does our budgeting. So my life has been very little impacted by it, but I think it's going to be great. You know, we've got to give it some time. We've only been following him strict for about 3 months now.
Okay. I've been following him for about 2 years now.
Mm.
2 years. Mm-hmm. 2 years. And hey, I still drive the same meter. Number nine, is generosity. Model kindness daily. Do something nice. If you see somebody struggling...
See, I think I'm very generous. I think I'm the nicest guy you've ever met. I'm very generous. I will take people to lunch. I will take them to dinner. I will offer kind words. I will do a lot of things. People think I'm almost too nice. They're afraid that
yet,
my kindness is mistaken for weakness at times.
But yet, 10 years I know you, none of those have happened to me. So, with that...
Wait. I've done something very good for you. You now know that you can take a right cross.
Yes. to the face.
You know,
and not get
you
hurt.
Know you can take a punch. Right, right. But without me,
yeah,
did you know you could not take a punch?
That's true. You did get me beat up a lot.
Yeah,
right.
You're welcome, Matt. You're welcome. I punched you in one time, and I got a guy to scratch your nose.
Yeah, and bloody my face, and my ego, and my pride. So we're going to go into number 9. Our number is embrace good standards. What's your thoughts on that?
Define that. No, I don't understand it. Embrace the standards. The standards of what?
Yeah, that's it. The values.
Oh, then I don't like
values.
That one. Then I don't like that one.
Okay.
And I don't like that one. I feel like he's doing what Ty Lopez does. He's just he's painting in broad strokes. What he's doing is dipping a little bit of paint on the brush and starting from the right edge and painting all the way to the yellow edge. Right there on the right edge where he touches it, sticking yellow paint, and by the end, it's just strands of white. I don't like broad statements. I don't think that anyone learns when you use broad statements. It sounds like he ran out and was like, what's the most general thing that I can say?
Right. I see it as having just good values, just being a good value person. Have good values.
Mm.
Just, you're right. He is painting broad strokes. Because his last one, which I think should have been number one, is growth. Seek improvement daily. That should have been number one for me.
Ooh, that should be number one. You know what? We should rearrange his list.
And make it our own? Okay, that's smart.
Yeah, that's like next Friday's drive home should be our list. And we'll take those from some and we'll make a list because growth is number one. Work on yourself. Make sure you're growing as a human being, spiritually, mentally, and physically. I'm talking about eat. Hey, how many grams of protein a day should you take? All of them. I want you growing physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Yeah, 100%. I agree
that
with you.
That one fired me up. That should be the number one. I'm furious that it's not.
So here's what mine would be. Mine would be growth, health, faith, and then thinking. That would all be mine. Growth, health, wealth, love, and happiness. God, man, I really wish we would have thought of that.
Even if we did think of it, no one's here to listen to it.
So that concludes our list for today.
Okay.
What is your thought? What is your thought?
I think I just made it pretty clear whenever I said I'm furious that that one's not number one and that I said, hey, we need to make up our own. But I don't know. I wasn't as impressed with John C. Maxwell as I thought I would be. So far, my best one that we did was that one that was the football player's son or football coach's son. Remember his list?
Football coach's son. Man, it's I look at him daily. Football coach's son.
We did a podcast on it, and you were like, is that the Pittsburgh Steelers guy?
Rooney.
Yeah, we did that one, and I think that was probably the one I felt the most impact from.
Yeah, his is great. His is so far the second best one I have done. The first best one I have done would have to be Jim's. Jim's is...
Old Jim Maroon?
Yes, sir. He is my number one go-to
awesome,
guy.
Buddy.
And I love
him. You didn't tell everybody where they can follow us and how they can stay in contact with us.
Well, if you have nothing to do this weekend and you want to waste some time growing, so it really wouldn't be a waste of time. If you want to grow this weekend, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Matt and Tiger BLS. Let us know how we're doing because we can't grow unless we find out what we're doing.
I love it.
Buddy?
On iTunes. Guys, rate and review us on iTunes. What else, guys?
Hey, what does your outfit look like for this weekend?
I don't have an outfit for this. It looks like a uniform. I'm down in Durant. for the weekend.
Man, that's a no-go, bro. That's a no-go.
But I saw yours.
Yeah, doesn't look nice. And that's not for Valentine's Day. That's just for... just out. If
no,
I
that's, just
Matt out.
That's just Matt looking like how Matt looks.
Right. Matt looks like $1 million, but actually only has half of that. Not even half of that. Quarter of that. Not even a quarter of that. Quarter of that. Hey, but fake it till you make it, right?
Fake it until you make it, unless you're going to send everybody you holding cash.
So, is there anything else you want to talk about? I guess
no, I want you to hit us with a quote and tell everybody what B to the L to the S stands for, my friend.
Well, my friends, as this chapter ends for this beautiful Friday,
woo, woo.
The quote for tonight is, be phenomenal or be forgotten. You heard me.
Oh.
Be phenomenal or be forgotten. Now, there's three things to succeed. Eric Thomas said that. Be phenomenal or be forgotten. So
I like it.
BLS, my friends. Believe, learn, and succeed on this beautiful Friday. If there's one thing that you can do today, is to grow. Just grow that 1%. Now, it doesn't have to, those small leaps equals big changes. So every leap that you take to better yourself is going to grow, and it's going to grow, and it's going to grow, until you become powerful beyond measure, my friends. As always, I'm the college dropout. To my left is my beautiful, smart, educated, talented, very tall, very stylish, Tiger Taylor.
I command you to grow.